Penn State recently rolled out a wellness plan called the Take Care of Your Health Initiative. Employees must participate or face a $100 per month surcharge. Why is Penn State making these changes?
Well, largely because we have healthcare costs that are careening out of control, and it is not viable for us to pass those costs on to our students or their families in any way. So we really need to think about how we can control those costs, and this was the measure that we're putting in place.
Explain specifically how this will save the university money, and when will these savings begin?
Well, the reality is that healthier employees cost the university less in terms of our health care spend. So it does remain to be seen at this point how soon we will start to realize any kind of savings or benefit, but we do know that healthier employees will cost us less, and hopefully we'll be able to pass those savings on to employees in the future.
So this is a long-term plan with maybe a longer-term return?
It is. It's definitely a journey to wellness. I mean, we want to get our employees healthier, and we're going to do everything we can to ensure that that happens.
How is this going to save money in the short term?
Sure. Well, in the short term, I was given a charge by the president of the university, and that very specific charge was that I needed to hold this year's cost increase to about 5%. If we would have been continuing on the same trajectory that we had been on, we would be looking at approximately a 14% increase in cost. So we've already had the actuarial analysis done, and we know that this plan will help us meet that objective of 5%.
Do you expect a significant number of people to opt out? Are you projecting money coming back that way?
Well, we certainly know that there are employees that will choose not to participate. And frankly, you know, we feel the beauty of our plan is that it does afford employees that it's their choice. They can control their own financial destiny and make decisions based on the information that we provide. We really, at this point, are just projecting what might happen, but we're hoping that lots of employees will participate because it's for their own betterment.
How would you respond to those who say Penn State leadership is not being transparent in this matter?
I would say that that's largely false. We did consult with a number of important constituencies. We certainly could argue about whether consultation was enough, but we certainly did meet with the Faculty Senate Benefits Committee on at least three separate occasions. We met with the University Staff Advisory Council, and we met with the Faculty Joint Committee on Insurance and Benefits, and we recognize and know that this is a very important part of shared governance at Penn State, and we do believe that we consulted with them appropriately.
Why do you think so many people feel like they've been caught off guard?
Well, I think whenever you put in place a program that affects people's potentially could affect people's financial situation, it's very difficult for individuals. This has not been an easy thing for me to roll out, but I know that this was an important business decision, and it meets the objective that the president has set for me.
We ask listeners to submit questions on Facebook, Twitter, or by email. We receive dozens and dozens of questions. From Dennis via Facebook, what good scientific evidence indicates any of these actions, completing an assessment, getting a physical, or getting a biometric screening, lead to better health or lower costs?
Well, we certainly have looked at lots of research. Our insurance partner, Highmark, obviously has been involved in a lot of research in this area. They've actually done this almost very specific program within their own organization. We've talked with lots of experts. We're certainly always interested in talking with our own in-house expertise, and would welcome any time any of our faculty in the research space, particularly in this arena, coming to the table to talk with us about this challenge.
You've instituted a surcharge for smokers. How does Penn State identify who is a smoker?
It's very much an honor system, and you know, like any employer, we have every reason to expect that our employees of the highest caliber of honesty and integrity, and that they would in fact disclose on their wellness profile whether or not they were a smoker or a tobacco user.
How did you come up with the amounts for surcharges? $100 if you don't opt in, $75 for tobacco users?
Well, it's a great question. And, you know, again, we had a team of actuaries that looked at this, and those were the dollar amounts that will help us reach the goal of not having an increase this year of more than 5%.
A couple of people have asked, will there be other surcharges in the future? Patrick actually sent us an email, and he asked, you know, motorcycle ownership, alcohol consumption, participation in extreme sports, should employees be expecting additional surcharges for what are considered lifestyle choices?
It's certainly not anything that we're talking about at this time.
How would you address questions about privacy?
I think they're very valid concerns. You know, what I would want to ensure employees is that we are putting all the appropriate protocols in place to ensure that, you know, anything that happens in an online environment is protected.
Are any aspects of what employees are filling out, like the wellness profile, biometric screening results, are any of these accessible to Penn State?
Absolutely not.
Here's a question we received from Steve via email. Is Penn State legally bound to this program? Have there been any contracts signed? Is there any chance plans can still change based on employee feedback?
It's at this point, it's very unlikely. I have a specific goal that I need to meet, and we've done lots and lots of work figuring out how best to meet that goal. And this helps us achieve that goal.
But you're not contractually obligated to fulfill this?
No.
Susan Basso, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.